This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Get ready for no new movies and reruns of your favorite TV shows. Joining striking Hollywood writers on the picket line Friday, actors who are members of the Screen Actors Guild. Entertainment Tonight's Nichelle Turner.
The main sticking points include safeguards for the use of AI, along with pay and residuals for streaming shows.
We had to protect the people who were kind of on the margins.
Character actors such as Mehdi Barakchian, who appear on network TV shows but can't pay his bills.
The corporation that are using our faces, our likeness, our content, all the writing, all the storytelling are reaping tremendous profits.
Free COVID vaccines are on the way.
The Department of Health and Human Services says the plan is designed to make sure that people can get the vaccines and treatments they need, even if they're uninsured or underinsured. The free shots will be available starting in the fall. The $1.1 billion program is a public-private partnership that will allow people to get vaccines at their pharmacy and at community health centers. The temporary program will end in December 2024. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Our Jim Crisola reports on what more of our kids are being diagnosed with.
Nearly 1 in 10 children in the U.S. between 3 and 17 years old have been diagnosed with a developmental disability such as autism. That's according to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Rates of developmental disabilities remain significantly lower in girls at 5% compared to boys at nearly 11%.
It is still sweltering in a big chunk of the country. Temps have been 110 in Phoenix for 13 straight days. Dr. Mark Bueno works in the Circle the City medical van and is concerned about the homeless.
I anticipate that next week is going to be a lot worse. We're climbing up. We're closer to 117, closer to 120. That's going to lead to a lot of complications for our patients out here.
An inmate who escaped a Pennsylvania prison over a week ago is still on the run. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens on the hunt for Michael Burnham.
We are going to catch him. It's a matter of time. Regardless of what his mindset is, we will certainly take that into account in our strategy, but it's not going to change the eventual outcome.
There's a new Gerber baby. 10-month-old Madison Mendoza's a military brat, just like Ann Turner Cook, the original Gerber baby, whose father served in the Army during World War I. Maddie's dad is an Air Force Academy grad with 16 years in service. She's the new spokes baby, and along with a nice cash prize, she'll be in their ads and also serve as chief taste tester for their new baby food. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
RPG if came you have through unfiled... the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Go to civicmedia.us.
Party.
I cannot not laugh when you do
it's
that.
It's easier to remember.
I know, it's just party.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Well, the Rainbowland national story that is taking place right here in Waukesha concluded another chapter, not the book, but a chapter yesterday after a very long day, because I was checking in with people that I knew were at the rally, who were at the hearing. But after a very long day, the Waukesha School Board has decided 9-0 to fire Melissa Temple. And this is not the end of the story, because there's already Washington Post articles. There's already going to be more national coverage because this was and has been such a national story since Melissa's initial tweet about it that went viral. And there's also now going to be lawsuits because there's a lot of things at there's a lot of layers to this story that I'm going to spend most of the first hour today tackling, but would also love to hear from you because this is obviously a very hot button issue that people have a lot of feelings on and would love to hear from you as far as how you're feeling about it. That not only just Melissa's story, but the things that are happening across the state with safe space signs and banning books. And yesterday there was another anti-trans sports bill that was introduced in the state of Wisconsin. And I guess there's a lot of layers to this. My biggest frustration right now is how does any of this help the biggest problem that's really affecting everyone, which is a teacher shortage and learning loss? I don't see any evidence. And I know some people on the side of we need to get rid of safe space signs, we need to get rid of any kind of, you know, LGBTQ plus rainbow, Black Lives Matter signs, all of those different things, because those are the distractions that are keeping people from learning about science and math and the curriculum. Show me any evidence that that's true, that we can't walk and chew gum at the same time. And that for children who spend 8 hours, sometimes more if they stay after school, of their day with their classmates and their teachers and the school administration, that they spend a huge, huge portion of their childhood in our schools where their identity is getting developed and they're figuring out who they are and it's more things than just school, that having more comprehensive conversations around inclusivity and empathy along with actual curriculum is not beneficial to their development, But also how any of this is helping keeping teachers in their jobs and making up for the learning loss that happened during COVID. Because those, I feel like, should be everyone's priority versus these fringe cases of kids who are already in the stark minority and we're making rules and sometimes even laws for 1, 3, 5 kids at any given school and singling them out as they already are such a small minority. Tell me how that helps every other kid. 844-967-2789. 844-96. What is it, Greg?
Party.
You weren't ready for that.
Sorry.
Would love to hear you. Do we have a call already?
We have a call already.
Who are we talking to?
Tom from L.A.
Tom from L.A. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you. First off, we, the people, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I would really ask a favor of you, and that is to play the whole Rainbow Land song, because I only think half the people out there that are actually against this idea of this song have ever even heard it. And the thing is, all it's doing is telling people to love one another.
I know.
Like Dolly Parton would do. But I think people just hear it on the news that it's an LGBTQ song. I mean, I understand. I'm glad that, you know, maybe our community has taken over the rainbow, but I thought it belonged to everybody. Because that is actually what all the rainbow is a lot of different colors of all different people. And I also would like to know where the hell, and maybe it's because of Scott Walker and Act 10, but where is the union? Where is the union fighting for this teacher that has been fired for this song? But I really, more than anything else, I would really love it. And maybe other callers will call in too, because they probably have never even heard it. Just play the song through once and you'll be like, wow, sounds to me like a pretty
uplifting,
kind of, at least a Jesus I knew, kind of Christian song.
I know. I know. I was going to read the lyrics, but I think we do have the whole song. Greg, look how long the whole song is so we can leave enough time either at the...
It's about 4 minutes.
Oh, maybe not the whole song.
We're going to use it. Tom, we're going to be using it as intro and outro music too, but yeah, I don't disagree with you, Tom.
I don't disagree with you at all, because I tweeted that out last night. This is the opening verse. Living in a rainbow land where everything goes as planned. And I smile because I know if we try, we could really make a difference in this world. I won't give up. I'll sleep a wink. It's the only thought I think. You know where I stand. I believe we can start living in a rainbow land. That's how it opens.
That's Dolly Parton. That's everything she's ever saying.
Yeah.
So scary.
And apparently, they're now claiming that it wasn't the lyrics of the song. It wasn't the rainbow ideology, and this is the first time that I'm hearing this as the reports this morning. They're saying that the reason that they didn't want to do, they said that the music teacher couldn't do that song is because of Miley Cyrus specifically having inappropriate things in her past, and that maybe
the godchild of Dolly Parton,
the first graders may Google who Miley Cyrus is and see images that pop up of her twerking a decade ago, because it was a while ago.
Well, that was on wasn't that on the MTV Awards and on national TV? So I'm sure that they probably saw that.
They weren't even born yet.
Anyway,
I'm pretty sure first graders when she twerked on Robin Thicke. I'm pretty sure that was circa like 2013.
Exactly. We're just going down nostalgia hole here.
Because I remember when it happened, I was like, Miley.
I'd rather my kid listen to a Miley Cyrus song than a Robin Thicke song, but okay.
Fair. Thanks so much for the call, Tom. And some of this is, and this is my question, and I was trying to get one of our friends, one of our legal eagle friends, either Jim Santel or Maggie Dawn, to come on and talk about some of the legal aspects of this, because I am not a lawyer, but big shock, they are lawyers, and so they were busy this morning. They had either court or meetings, but maybe we'll come back to it tomorrow. Or if you are a lawyer and know more about this case, because my question is where this goes from now feels like it is a constitutional rights, First Amendment case at this point, as far as on her own time, on her own Twitter account, she chose to bring to light the fact that this song had been vetoed, basically. And under the controversial policy, what is it called? Greg, you looked this up earlier this morning. But they have a policy in place in the Waukesha School District as far as like controversial issues. And the fact that she broke school policy by tweeting about this. And what I don't know is, because when you think about people who do things outside of their work and go viral, and I'm thinking more in the situations of someone who does something incredibly racist and it's caught on camera, like the bird watching man from a couple years ago, who the woman started fake crying and said that she called the police, and then there's a black man who was like yelling at her. She ended up getting fired from her job. Now, obviously, what she was doing in Central Park that day had nothing to do with her job, but like, it as a private company, it was within their rights to fire her. And this has happened to multiple people who have done very bad things and gone viral on camera, that outside of their work, when they do things that gets unwanted attention, it's within the right of the company to fire them. Now, this gets so much more complicated because it's a public school. There are contracts. As Tom said, there is a union. And so I don't know where the protections of her First Amendment rights cover her versus the application of her contract and what she can and cannot do based on the contract she signs with the school district. And again, if you are a lawyer, I would love to hear more about that, because I think that's the next chapter of this, is where this is going to go, at least in this specific case of her First Amendment rights, and whether or not the school district is even in bounds to fire her over this. Granted, I don't know why we don't keep working for this. The school board, like, I feel like it'd be a very contentious work environment going back next year. But I do applaud her in, no matter what, not backing down. I mean, whether you agree with her or not, it takes a lot of courage and guts to stick to your guns as far as not, you know, sending the tweet in the first place, but also continuing to say, and I think she said yesterday, someone asked her and after the ruling came down, do you regret anything or would you change anything you did? And she said, no. So, all right, well, we're going to take a break. We would love to hear from you on your thoughts on the most recent chapter of the Rainbowland saga, 844-967-2789. When we come back, I also want to talk about just in the last month, some of the headlines I've grabbed when it comes to schools. So we will keep doing that after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have storm chances in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, a light southwest wind at 62 degrees early Friday morning. We'll see some hazy conditions developing, especially late Friday afternoon. Mostly sunny skies and some afternoon storms. The high, 88 degrees. It's 66 at our studios.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Kristen Bry, we got Greg Bach on the board today, and talking about, I would say, one of the bigger stories in Wisconsin of the last 24 hours.
I'd say, agreed.
Is the fact that Melissa Temple, who was the first grade teacher who first tweeted about that song, Rainbowland, being, banned isn't the right word necessarily, but basically, you know, overrided, that the first graders couldn't sing that song because it was controversial. And at first, it was never really explained, at least as far as I understood, because we talked about this story basically as soon as it happened, of why it was controversial. And so it was kind of left up for speculation of, like, is it because of rainbows now? Is it because of the lyrics and being very inclusive lyrics of just trying to paint a utopia of where we all get along and we all...
If it would have been called,
embrace who we are
together forever, or I don't know. It's like,
yeah. And now it turns out it's because of Miley specifically and her wild past.
Hold on, Kristen. I have a shovel here for that reason, for that excuse. I got a shovel somewhere around here. And
but, you know, and as I say, like, this is for people who are very upset about this, rightfully so. It's also not over. I know that there's going to be lawsuits coming from this. I think there's also, and I think our next caller can actually tell us a little bit more about this. But there's also lawsuits because there was either a complaint or a lawsuit filed against Jim Siebert, who is the superintendent of the Waukesha School Board, our school district, for being discriminatory, for this being a pattern of discriminatory behavior towards LGBTQ kids. And so our friend Dave from Waukesha is on the phone now, and I'm sure you are much closer to this whole, all of this. So
the whole everything.
The whole everything. So where should we start, Dave?
Well, you know, so I want to go back to the first caller, and while I appreciate that a lot of people assume that the issue yesterday was about the song choice, it was really about Melissa using her Twitter to speak out and to voice concern that was of public interest. So she wasn't, you know, she wasn't disciplined or fired for having Rainbowland. She was disciplined and fired for using her voice. So, you know, like, I was there all day yesterday. I helped organize the rally. I sat through that entire hearing, and I think my first big takeaway is how bold, you said it, Kristen, how bold and brave Melissa is for standing up through all of this. Like, yeah. She's just an amazing human being. I've known her for a few years, and she's just an incredible teacher and an incredible person. And I have to give a shout out to As Goes Wisconsin, because there were people that showed up to the rally yesterday because they heard about it here.
What?
So
you did it.
There were people that said, hey, we heard about it from Kristen Bry, and we wanted to come and support the cause. So listen, that's amazing.
That is amazing. Right? That makes me feel really good that, you know, people are listening. But I guess, so Dave, as I was just saying, so where is kind of legally, from what you understand, because I know that there was in the entire timeline that has been happening with this, and this dates back, I think the first thing you and I ever talked about was that the Alliance was also involved 2 years ago with the free lunches that were, you know, the Walker School Board was like, we can't get these kids free lunches, like it's going to spoil them.
We will educate them, but nothing more.
That was the last time Waukesha made national news. And so in the timeline, though, of, I guess, this case specifically, of, like, there's now going to be, there's multiple legal things happening, correct?
As you know, that's a really good question, and I can only answer as far as I know. I can tell you that I'm aware of teachers in the district who have filed First Amendment claims against the district concerning their First Amendment rights through the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice.
Okay.
So that could, I assume at some point there will be investigations from the Department of Justice, and that's about free speech issues, right? Because teachers are no longer allowed to wear rainbow lanyards or rainbow pins in support of LGBTQ students. They're not allowed to have the safe space signs on the walls. And so there's some really, I guess, nuanced things. You know, Jim Santel is so much smarter. I wish he could call in.
I know, me too.
But I think those are going to develop and develop quickly. And I think with Melissa's termination yesterday, that'll probably bring on even more First Amendment claims from teachers in the district. As far as lawsuits, I'm not privy to like the specifics of anything, but I know there's a lot in limbo when it comes to lawsuits. So I think we're just going to have to wait and see what comes out. Anyway,
no, it's a mess. It is a mess. And I think it kind of goes back to where I started of how unfortunate is it that in the, and I'm not trying to diminish the severity of this because it is important, and it is important to protect LGBTQ kids. It is important to protect any kind of kid that is in any minority of these schools. And so I'm not trying to diminish that. And it's so frustrating because it feels like when we talk about educating kids and trying to keep attract and keep good teachers, this is, all of these things are distracting from that.
Yeah. And I think that got lost in the conversation yesterday because the people that really suffered through all of this with Melissa Temple being out of the classroom were her kids.
Totally.
There was almost no communication from the district. There was no clarity. The district tried to make themselves out to be good faith actors in the classroom, and they were not honest under deposition yesterday, in my opinion. So it's a civil rights issue. It's a cultural issue. There's just so many issues, and they just seem to keep, the board seems to keep digging themselves a deeper and deeper hole in our community.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Dave. We got to go to another break. But like I said, when I come back, I want to talk about some of the things that are happening in Oak Creek, in Miguanago, in Arrowhead, in Rhinelander, maybe in your neck of the woods, as far as this is not unique to Waukesha. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Hollywood actors are joining writers on the picket line. It's the first time since 1960 both unions are out at the same time. Actress Fran Drescher is president of the Screen Actors Guild.
At some point, you have to say no. We're not going to take this anymore. You people are crazy. What are you doing? Why are you doing this?
It's been over 110 degrees in Phoenix, and for outdoor workers like landscaper Michael Cummins, it can be dangerous.
I handle the heat by just taking a bunch of breaks. Basically, anytime I feel like I'm getting too hot, go ahead and sit down for a minute in the shade. Try not to kill yourself, definitely. Drink plenty of water. That's the main thing right there, drink plenty of water.
The FDA approved the first over-the-counter birth control pill.
So to have this as an option is just beneficial. It's needed, and I think it's necessary.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I am Kristen Bry. We got Greg Bach on the board today, and still talking about the many layers of the Rainbow Land. I guess it's kind of nice just to be able to have like a nice little word, and everyone knows what we're talking
about. Yeah, exactly. It's a common marker. We had a couple of texts come through from the 310 when we were talking about different names for the song. Someone just said, or how about We Are the World? I'm like, oh, yeah, good one right there.
Yeah.
But also from the 262 comes in saying, I think this is a teacher professionalism issue. Teachers should not post their feelings or complaints about their school, especially taking the school district in their post on Twitter. It is about free speech, but also about professionalism, and you do have to have a delicate balance between both. I understand that point, and I've heard other people say that. But unfortunately, I also feel like, no. She's a teacher, and I feel like what she was doing, whether it was to make a big statement, which I don't think so with that song, she's still protecting her children by making the statement out to the world saying, no, they're trying to silence me and just having this song play for this thing. I mean,
and I also, I'm certainly not trying to put words in Melissa Temple's mouth as far as, because I agree. And I think, and I was talking about this last night, I was in an event for Journal Sentinel, and I was talking to our opinion editor over there, who that's my boss over there. And I was like, it's interesting, because again, there's layers to this, of the, this being as much about rainbows and, you know, ideology and stuff like that, and wokeism and whatever. And also this Wisconsin politeness of you don't air, this is not how we do things. Like you go through the chain of command. Like this is how, like the order of how you were supposed to, like, decorum and professionalism. And I get that. And I also think this is one case of many, because prior to the song, there's been talks of book banning. Prior to the song, there was you can't wear rainbow lanyards. Prior to the song, there was you have to take these signs down. And none of us, besides the kids who go to those schools, the teachers who work in those schools, the admins, and maybe some of the parents, know what, like, the vibe is. Right? Like, what's the vibe check at any of these schools where it's been feeling more and more uncomfortable as far as being able to pick out the things that feel targeted?
Yeah.
And when you get pushed to a certain point, as far as, you know, I've yet to meet Melissa Temple in person. We may get her on the show tomorrow. But, you know, if you're someone who has a certain value set and you get pushed to a point of, I have to say something.
Yes. Agreed.
And I have to imagine that it wasn't just about this song. It wasn't just about this song saying you can't sing it. I feel like it is tied up into so many things that have been happening from what I know. And again, I am an outsider, but the environment in general that is happening across the country, across Wisconsin, on school boards, on school board races, with so many of these WISRED funded candidates that are ideologues being funded, being elected, and putting these issues front and center versus, like, paying teachers, like balancing the budget and stuff that, like, typically the school board is supposed to be in charge of. And instead making headlines over these situations. And Waukesha is not alone. But I get what she's saying as far as it's a balance. And also, I don't think it's, in this case, it was a tipping point.
Okay.
If I had to argue as far as why I think it's justified as far as like she got to the point where she's like, I can't not say anything anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that the professionalism is more, I mean, I feel like she's acting more in the case of her kids. She's protecting her kids and the greater student body in the Waukesha School District as we see these things coming down. And I just absolutely from start to finish applaud her for what she did and what she's doing and how she's speaking. And I know that we have a small clip, if you'd like to hear it, from the press conference discussing. This is from yesterday after the decision was made with her lawyer as well as Melissa. One second.
This is not a case about culture wars or rainbows. It's a case about constitutional rights. And Ms. Temple has them like every other person in this country. So I think we are moving forward with next steps, and Ms. Temple looks forward to vindicating her rights in federal court.
Is there anything you wanted to say?
I just wanted to say thanks to everyone who came today, and thank you for everybody who sent me
such sweet messages and support, and I really appreciate it. And I also wanted to just say hi to my students, because I haven't been able to talk to them since March, and I really miss you guys, and I love you, and I really wanted to be there with you this year, and I hope that we get to see each other really soon. So,
knowing the outcome, would you have done anything different?
Probably not, no.
Do you know what you'll do for work in the meantime?
I don't know.
After the decision, Moe engaged in an embrace with Miss White on the school board and a short conversation. Can you divulge what was said there?
She just looked really sad, so I gave her a hug and said that it was okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the other thing that brought it up. So when they're saying it's a First Amendment argument, she is smart enough to know what she can and can't do. If it was in a contract or someone said, like, don't say anything, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like she thought this decision out about tweeting out there and saying, I'm in my rights to do this. Therefore, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to tell everybody. And let's see. I mean, not let's see what happens, but, like, this is my right, and I have – and I'm going to do it. And she wasn't thinking about violating a contract. If she was, I don't think she would have done it. She would have probably not said anything.
Well, and if we can get her on the show tomorrow, we'll ask her. I was like, did you, in knowing that, did you know that there was a chance you were signing your fate when you sent that tweet out?
Good question. That's a great question.
Right? Because yeah. I think, you know, I think about how much I love my job. And granted, I have very free reign. But... You know, and for anyone who loves their job and gets pushed up against, at least for them, what they think is right and what they feel like they have to do in the name of progress or protection or inclusivity or whatever they're trying to protect. And, you know, this is like, I think, like the definition of good trouble, right?
Absolutely.
And so it's like she's paid a consequence for standing up for what she thought was right. And it's not over. Now, where she's going to get her next job, I don't know. There is a GoFundMe for people who are interested. Already raised $33,000, which is, I'm pretty sure, like, pretty close to an annual teacher salary anyway.
Yeah. That's going to buy a lot of rainbow flags, my friends.
I will link that. I'll put that out on social media today and link it in in the show notes for today. But I also wanted to spend some time... And what I think is one of the most shocking and surprising, that's a synonym, but I was very surprised to see this reaction from a certain Jessica McBride, who was one of the founders / like co-editors of Wisconsin Right.
Oh, I love them.
And our friend Dave, who called in the last segment, was the one who sent this to me. And I was like, what? But I think she makes some good points. And this is not a person that I really ever agree with. And a lot of times I think is post some things online that are fairly unhinged. But this is what she said at her Facebook last night that I think is interesting as far as, again, when we get back to First Amendment rights, public having the right to know, et cetera, et cetera. So this is, I'm reading from her Facebook right now. Again, this is Jessica McBride, who is one of the co-editors at Wisconsin Right, a very right-leaning advocacy media company. I know this will be controversial, but I think this firing raises some issues. One, she tweeted from her own time. She tweeted on her own time. Is that a free speech issue? Two, she said she thought the public had the right to know about the controversy. Didn't they? Three, they're upset her tweet caused other people to make threats. As a matter of principle, I don't think people should be fired for things other people say. Marquette tried to do the same thing to a conservative professor, John McAdams, back in the day, and I spoke out against it at that time. Four, I don't happen to agree with her, but shouldn't teachers retain the right to speak out about policies they disagree with? Do they really have an obligation to speak with supervisors first or be fired? Look, in this case, I don't agree with the teacher. I think the school district is just trying to keep controversy and ideology out of the classroom. Good for them. And they're right that the Miley Cyrus isn't always age appropriate. So I think the teacher was wrong, but that's not my point. I do think that it's been disruptive. It's awful that other people have been threatened It's awful that other people have threatened this district officials. It's awful how the district officials have been falsely caricatured. There are so many things behind this, but I always try to look at the principle of it and imagine the shoe being on the other foot. Imagine if a conservative teacher spoke out in their own time about a woke decision they opposed without going to the woke supervisors first, and other people made threats as a result of it, and they got fired for it. Again, imagine it was someone like the late, great McAdams, instead of speaking out about a decision or an action that would upset conservatives. I guess what I'm saying is that the firing is more complex than it may appear, in my opinion. Just provoking thought and conversation here. It's very challenging to stand up for people you don't agree with, but it's important to have the guts to do so, or they will come for you next.
You know, I follow them on Twitter, and I saw that this morning on the Twitters. That entire thing is on there as well.
Oh, okay. I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, they have the blue check mark, so they get limitless. They're just there forever. But I was reading that, and I was like, every once in a while, Wisconsin Right says stuff where I'm like, yeah, you're right.
But it's – what I appreciate about this post is because I – as much as I can – I try to not just be like lockstep. This is how, you know, black and white. This is how it is. This is how, like, I try to at least put myself in other people's shoes, put myself in conservative shoes.
Folks, if you were looking at the live stream right now, it looked like someone's pinching her
contorted
right now.
My face. Like, but don't. No, but it's true. Like, I as much as I can, I do try to think, like, all right, how are they trying to, like, not even just rationalize it, but like humanize it as far as how people, other people think. And I think she did a good job here as far as the other side of the coin of where we're at. And I appreciate that that's what she put out in the world. And I don't know how much discussion there's been. I haven't read all the comments, but I don't know.
I read it and I feel like I talked too much smack to that account where I couldn't be like, good job, because they'd be like, we don't care what you think. I'll pull up the last 15 tweets you sent to us yesterday.
This means nothing.
Yeah, your opinion means nothing to me, Greg. But yeah, I do agree, and I would love to see people marching and protesting with signs that say "conservative, I stand with the teacher." You know, it's I think that's important. I think it's important to be out there and say those things. So good on Wisconsin Right for doing it, and I hope, you know. I just hope there are other people in that same mindset who feel the same way. We're like, no, this is junk. Let's protect the teachers and their free speech. So.
All right. Well, if you have any more thoughts on the issue, we would welcome them via text, via call, via comments on the live stream. But we also, when we come back, have three headlines and a lie, which I'm not. Have you played this?
Nope.
All right, we'll see how good you are compared to Jane. Do you know the rules?
Sure. Yes, I do. I do know the rules.
Okay, it's pretty straightforward. All right, he is Greg Bach. I am Kristen Bry. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and we'll be back in just a minute.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have storm chances in the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a light southwest wind at 62 degrees early Friday morning. We'll see some hazy conditions developing, especially late Friday afternoon. Mostly sunny skies and some afternoon storms, the high 88 degrees. Right now it's 64.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach on the board. And this is, like I said, As Goes Wisconsin. It is Thursday. We got two more days.
Oh my gosh.
The summer is just flying by.
I know.
Well, we spent most of this hour talking about the decision yesterday from Rainbowland Saga and Melissa Temple, the teacher at the Waukesha Elementary School, who has officially been fired. Her contract's been terminated by the Waukesha School Board. But I think we might try to get her on tomorrow. So it will not be your last chance to weigh in on the topic, because I know it's something that a lot of people have opinions on. And I think my last thing I want to end on before we do play Three Headlines and a Lie is that idea that the public has the right to know instead of going through the chain of command and keeping it internal. Because I think I will probably learn this more and more over the next 10 years as kid goes to school, you know, the range of engagement from parents at any given school. And I think we're seeing there are some parents who are hyper engaged, both on the more conservative side and on the more, we'll say, left liberal side, that are advocating on these issues on one side or the other. I would bet the majority of parents, though, are just trying to get by, that they're trying to go to school. I mean, they're trying to go to work, trying to get their kid to school. They're not necessarily as aware of everything that is happening in their school. And so sometimes it takes a lot of headlines or a lot of like a viral tweet or something to get people's attention, whether that's people who live in the district, whether that's parents who send their kids to the district, because it's not necessarily that's just going to bubble up because they're not necessarily reading like the school emails all the time, or like they may or may not be going to the teacher parent conferences. Just they might be doing what they can, and that doesn't make them bad parents. It's just there's a range of parents and how engaged they end up being in school and how much they know what is going on based on how much news they consume and everything. And so sometimes I think there is an argument for raising a stink so that something gets more attention, so you can get people to wake up a little bit. And that's what I'm going to say about that.
All right.
Anyways, all right. Are you ready to play this game?
Do I have a choice?
No.
Dang it!
All right. So this is Three Headlines and a Lie, where we have four headlines. Three are real. One is fake. And Greg Bach, you have to pick out which one is fake.
All right.
Very high stakes.
All right. What do I win? You could have said friendship, but moving on.
You already have my friendship.
Okay,
it's
fine.
You win me not making fun of you.
Bring it on. I dare you to try.
All right. Number one, snakes calm down when near a friend, new study finds.
Okay. That little laugh.
Number two, She steals surfboards by the seashore. She's a sea otter.
Terrible, terrible.
Number three, China is sending fish to its space station.
That'd be very cool if it's true.
Number four.
Okay.
Toads swarm Austin coffee shop after munching on trashed grounds and getting addicted.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. You want me to read all four of them again?
Yeah, just real quick. All right. Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
This is like a very animal heavy.
I was going to say, yeah.
All right. Number one, snakes calm down when near a friend, new study finds. Number two, she steals surfboards by the seashore. She's a sea otter. Number three, China is sending fish to its space station. And number four, toads swarm Austin coffee shop after munching on trash grounds and getting addicted.
This episode of Two Truths and a Lie brought to you by Mutual of Omaha. that's an old reference. I'm going to go with the first story. I think that's the lie.
That is real.
Ow!
A new study suggests reptiles might be more social than we thought. Researchers working with rattlesnakes found the snakes that went through a stressful situation with a companion had lower heart rates than snakes that endured that stress alone. Just like us.
It's like connection. It's like, oh, I love that.
Snakes are just like us.
I guess I just didn't want to believe China isn't sending fish to space.
So is that your next guess?
Yeah, I think that's fake.
That is also real.
I am terrible at this game.
Give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Teach a man how to breed fish in the weightlessness of space and he may just have a way to eat seafood on the long journey to Mars.
Okay.
Yeah. This is case in point. China is preparing to deliver zebrafish to its space station to see how they and other microorganisms interact inside a small closed ecosystem, which was announced on Monday.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to see? Your two that are left are she steals surfboards by the seashore. She's a sea otter. Or just toads swarm Austin coffee shop after munching on trash grounds and getting addicted.
I'm going to go with, I think it's Austin's fake then. Is it real? Of course it's real. I'm terrible at this game, people. I'm no good at the news.
There was no swarming of a coffee shop by toads.
I was right?
No, that one's fake. The toads are fake.
I said toads.
Did you say toads?
I said toads.
I thought you said the surfboard.
No, I said toads.
Oh, yeah, toads is fake.
Thank you. I did it. It only took three times. 50%. How you doing?
But yes, for the past few summers, numerous surfers in Santa Cruz have been victims of a crime at sea, board jacking. The culprit is a female sea otter who accosts the wave riders, seizing and even damaging their surfboards in the process. I, for some reason, thought sea otter. I didn't know that sea otters live in the ocean. I always thought they would be more like streams and ponds and lakes. It seems like, but I guess sea otter, it's right in there in the name.
Otter's not living there. It sounds like a Ponzi scheme to me. I was going to make a Jonah Hill reference with the surfboard, but there's no way getting in that didn't sound, make me sound like a monster. So I just went Ponzi scheme.
There you go. All right. Well, that will wrap up our first hour of As Goes Wisconsin today on Thursday, July 13th. When we come back, it is Thursday, so that means it's public service announcement, and Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here. If you have questions for the doctor, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. I have some questions specifically about some new thinking from OBGYNs and gynos as far as inducing at 39 weeks and whether or not I should do it, because that came up in my doctor's appointment yesterday. So that's where we're going to start. We're also going to talk about the new Alzheimer's drug, and the fact that literally as of this morning, the FDA has approved over-the-counter birth control. So we'll talk about that and take your questions. 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Tell me lies, tell me lies. Oh, no, you can't disguise. You can't disguise, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
You can't disguise. It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on...